at the switch repeaters here.
Well, to your point, Tom, I think they'll tell you one device connected or two devices connected. I've been able to find that much. That's the most information I've been able to find regarding the hotspot. You know, one device connected. Now, you know, that lets me know at least some information. At least if I set something up to use my hotspot and I don't have anything else that grabbed it, I can assume that device is the thing that connected. So that's a little useful, provided I jump through a bunch of hoops to ensure it's useful. But, you know, so they'll tell you that, yeah, one device connected. But they won't tell you what it is, they won't tell you what IP address it got. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, then the hotspot just arbitrarily turns itself off, just decides, that's been long enough. You know, I don't like how much data I'm seeing or not seeing, so it turns off. So if you're trying to, you know, just hook a node up to it, just leave my hotspot running. I'll tell you when I want it off. But, you know, there wasn't, you know, the hotspot, the airwaves were kind of dead. There wasn't a lot of traffic, and it just decided to turn it off. And, you know, like, screw you. You know, I don't need you to tell me when to turn it off. And, I just scratching the surface. I've been trying to write them down so that I could better, you know, tell people why when I finally give this thing the HEPO. I say, no, here are the reasons why. You know, I'm not just making this up. I lived both. And, you know, and I worked around some. Some were on my list I've crossed off because I found workarounds. You know, and I fully admit some are, you know, getting used to. There's some things I don't like at all that are like, I don't like the way you have to slide from the bottom to get to the screens that are open and no close all and stuff like that. But those are just a matter of getting used to. I can live with those. W8FU, Tom.
Sounds like we're complaining about iPhones.